Belbury High School takes the field against Trimble in the second week of high school football in Ohio. Logan Racy and Eric Ross helped lead the team during their senior seasons. Eric says it's important for them to be good role models on and off the field. That includes remaining opioid-free.
You get really close. You're all friends. It's a brotherhood. You don't want to let the other person down. You don't want to be the guy that got busted for drugs.
Logan agrees. He says, however, their love of the game is a good deterrent.
If you have a passion for the sport and a love for it, you're going to stay away from that stuff.
The two are not alone. A recent study from the Journal of the American Academy of Pediatrics found students who participate in extracurricular activities were less likely than their peers to have long-term opioid use disorders. Logan and Eric, however, understand student-athletes are not immune to the dangers of opioid abuse. They lost a teammate 2 years ago to a heroin overdose. The death was hard on the teens, and equally hard on the educators working in the Belbury City school system.
To lose a kid to anything is tragic. To lose a kid to something as preventable as an overdose, an accidental overdose, is just devastating.
And that's Superintendent Tony Dunn. Dunn says a committee of adults joined student-athletes like Logan Racy in response to the tragedy and established a random drug testing policy. Middle and high schoolers involved in extracurricular activities or who drive to school are tested. Dunn says they needed a way to reach the kids suffering from addiction, and by providing treatment and counseling for those students rather than expelling them, they hope to prevent the next tragedy.
The ultimate success will be none of our kids will die from accidental overdose.
But others question whether testing is effective. Dr. Stephen Mattson is the chief of adolescent medicine at Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, where he also runs an addiction clinic.
People have looked at that random drug testing and just doesn't work.
Studies show mixed results, and after working one-on-one with children suffering from opioid addiction, Mattson says he believes parenting a child is more effective than drug testing one.
You might make them your kid's crabby for a little while, but that's your job as a parent to not always be their best friend.
Researchers from the Journal of Psychiatric Studies last year found children who received direct involvement from their parents are less likely to abuse opioids. Mattson says the medical community also plays a role in limiting access to the opioids children might abuse.
I'm prescribing a medication for...
His colleague, Sharon Rona, director of pain management, works to develop best practices when it comes to treating their young patients with opioids.
If we're prescribing opioids, certainly you need to outweigh the benefits and risk, and you need to see if it's appropriate for that type of pain.
Rona says they look closely at the risk factors for addiction, and physicians are more often turning to alternative methods of pain management. Rona says she's teaching children how to manage their pain with the help of gamification.
There's like a game in there, and it shows them they can move through the game if they're relaxing and using those techniques that we've taught them.
Statistics show these efforts might be paying off. Data from the group Monitoring the Future indicates opioid abuse has dropped over the past few years among 8th, 10th, and 12th graders. And most experts believe if enough resources go toward proven prevention and treatment programs, healthy children will grow into adults with a better shot at ending the epidemic. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne in Columbus, Ohio.